The tailgaters are out in full force at NRG Park today. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp.
Emphasize the props, Patty.
Emphasize the props. Patty Smith alongside Drew Doherty, as it's the very first Houston Texans night practice coupled with this great tailgating event.
Oh, it's awesome. We haven't done a night practice since 2010, and it's Hard Knocks night, so we got to have a barbecue competition because it's almost like a game. Well, not necessarily, but, you know, closest thing to it.
It's kind of what happens on the pregame.
Exactly. You know me. I mean, I'm always over.
This is like your wheelhouse.
I come in from the outside. You and I do my hit inside on the pregame show, and I smell like this. Sweat, barbecue,
now
smoke.
I wanted to smell just like you, so I came out here to join you. That's right. But let's talk a little bit about this event. Some great celebrity judges.
Yeah.
Kind of give us a rundown of actually what's happening here and how HBO ties in.
Well, it's pretty sweet. It's everybody who won a tailgater of the year competition last year, game by game. So those 10 teams are out here. And then you've got folks like Willie McGinnis, who played 15 seasons in the NFL as a linebacker. He's with the NFL Network now. He's judging. You also got Eric Laden. He's an actor. We've all seen him from stuff like American Sniper and the TV show Mad Men and Generation Kill. He's out here. He's a Houstonian, huge Texan fan. You got some chefs. It's just a cool mix of people having a lot of fun eating some barbecue.
Yeah, we'll talk to Eric Laden a little bit later on in the show. But the reason we are here, the reason we do this show isn't just for this. The players out there practicing. And this is day three. We're kind of moving a little bit deeper into it. The pads go on today. How much of a difference is that from these first couple of days?
Well, that in itself, the pads, that's a big deal. But, you know, doing it in front of the fans at night, that kind of gigs them up a little bit. And they talked a little bit about that later.
It was a great opportunity to get out here under the sun a little bit, you know, different switch up from the morning practicing. You know, today was kind of, we had a few live periods. So we actually got to see some real live game situations, you know, goal line drills, short yardage drills. And I think today was the right step in the right direction.
This is year 11 for me, but it's still gets an adrenaline rush first day with pads on. You know, this is what the guys been waiting on. This is what everybody comes out here to see. You know, so a little bit of thud in the day, but we're excited to make it through.
Come out here in full pads. You got to go from the start, you know. Just getting acclimated the first 2 days, and then when you throw on the pads, you know, hey, everything hits the fan pretty much. So pretty much we came out here, you know, with great energy to start, and we just got to finish better.
I think everybody's juices kind of get going a little bit when the pads are on. I know we're not out there trying to kill each other, but at the same time, you could kind of get the sense in the locker room before practice that it was going to be different. You know, everyone's going to be contact, so it's been fun. I mean, I think all the guys really enjoy all the pads.
You know, I think it was a typical first day. I thought the guys worked really hard. You know, I think it was a very, grinded out type of practice, and the guys came ready to go. But it was typical. You know, they haven't been in pads in a long time. You know, there's no pads in the spring. Obviously, we're not around these guys for 5 weeks in the summertime, you know, and I think, especially with the younger players, you know, you wish you had a little bit more time to work with the younger players, you know, but you don't. That's the rules of the CBA. So for the first day in full pads, having not been in full pads in a long time, I was pleased with the effort.
Well, Drew, I think the players definitely enjoying the night practice, and I think that's something we're seeing different from head coach Bill O'Brien, really mixing it up more so than we've seen in previous years.
Yeah, think about it. They got three or four practices to start things off. They got a day off, then they go to Richmond, then they come back, and it's already game week for the preseason. There were times, you know, before 2014 where the Texans would go 11, 12 straight days of two-a-days, no break. It kind of got to be a bit of a doldrum period there, you know, about day four or day five of that. So mixing it up for the players is great, but the fans, they get to come out from work, you know, you practice at 8 in the morning. That kind of keeps a lot of people from being able to make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great stuff, Drew. Thank you so much. We have to take our first time out, but don't go anywhere. We're going to leave you with just a few of the thoughts from the fans out here tailgating.
Woo! Yeah, baby! That was some steak, baby! Woo!
Really, really cool to have the one and only, you know, night practice for the public. It's kind of like I was telling these guys, I'm not a NASCAR fan at all, but being a sports fan, I realize Daytona 500 is their first race, and it's their Super Bowl. It's really cool for us to find out literally less than a week ago that we were going to be doing this and to start our season off with the Super Bowl, knowing where we're going, and hopefully we'll be in the Super Bowl. So tailgating for me is like Christmas Day. I'm a giver. That's what I like to do. That's what my guys like to do. To do this, to kick things off, is amazing. It's incredible. I roll with some incredible people that just pull together in a couple days, and here we are. We're really fired up, and we hope that translates to the field.
Welcome back to the show. Joining me now from the Houston Texans, Greg Grissom. And Greg, tailgating, always really one of the premier experiences if you're involved with the Houston Texans. Of course, they've been voted the best tailgaters in the NFL. But for you guys as an organization, this is a big deal.
Tailgating is the number one thing that we do for our fans prior to the games and let them come and enjoy and celebrate with their friends and family. It's the last great American neighborhood, tailgating, where folks can just come together and have a great time and always get ready for a fantastic Texans game. Tonight, one of our practices here at training camp. It's a great night.
Well, and to be able to tie it into training camp, I mean, these are the best of the best tailgaters. These guys are out here each and every Sunday. You bring them out here, bring them out to a special event, and they not only enjoy themselves, but they shine out here.
That's
as well.
Right. We've invited seven of the best tailgaters that we've had over the years, all won HEB Tailgater of the Game, Tailgater of the Year, even a team that won the Tailgater of the Decade Award. Wanted to show it off for Hard Knocks, the national fans, and give them a chance to come out, have a good time, get ready for tailgating, a little preseason tailgating, if you will, and show it off for the national audience.
Well, and Hard Knocks, we've talked so much throughout the course of training camp so far with the players, the coaches, and everything about kind of how they blend in and what they're doing for this team and the fans being able to kind of get up close and behind the scenes. But pretty cool to tie them into an event like this as well, and they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're out here getting a glimpse of all these folks and what the great food that they can prepare. Got great celebrity judges, and they are everywhere, but they blended in, you know, helping us get ready and no distractions and letting our fans kind of get a taste of what it's like for our coaches and our players around Hard Knocks.
All right, I'm going to let you go enjoy some food. We've got to take another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'll have one of the celebrity guest judges, Eric Layden. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Training Camp today. Joining me now, Eric Layden from the HBO series The Brink. You may have seen him in American Sniper, but all those credentials aside, nothing more important than the fact that he grew up here in Houston, Kincaid High School, and is a Houston Texans fan, right?
Absolutely. Diehard Houston Texans fan. Couldn't be happier to be out here celebrating Hard Knocks.
Okay, you're out here not just celebrating Hard Knocks and promoting HBO, but you are a celebrity judge for some of the best tailgaters in the world.
This is tailgating on steroids here, where steroids are probably legal to use. So, yeah, this is unbelievable. We're two in. We got six more to go, and one of six judges here to pick the best tailgate.
All right, so you're kind of at that age where you're a young guy, so I don't know if you go all the way back to the Oilers, but I know that you probably have some deep Houston football ties.
I go way back to the Oilers. Ernest Givens, Haywood Jeffries, Warren Moon, number 34, Earl Campbell, my favorite. Yeah, Love You Blue was where it started for me. I was going to the Astrodome for those games every Sunday, and when they left, they hurt me. I took it personally, so I laid off football for a little bit, and now I'm a diehard Texas fan.
So being out here and being able to be a part of the Houston Texans, hang out at their practices a little bit, hang out with the tailgaters, just sort of give us your take and your thoughts heading into this 2015 season.
It's going to be, I mean, it couldn't be more fired up for the season. You know, we got second-year head coach Bill O'Brien. I think everybody, you know, you've got the biggest star in the game with J.J. You know, we got a huge question at quarterback, which will be something that I think everybody's, you know, going to be their focus on. But our defense, I think, is going to be nasty. If Clowney's back and he's healthy with him and Watt and Wilfork in the middle, and we got our corners there and Jackson and Joseph, and I think our defense is going to be the rock of this team. And then over on the offensive side of the ball, it's not hard to have Arian. So I got us 11 wins this year.
You've been paying attention.
Yeah, I got 11 wins. 11 wins.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a battle between us and those guys in Indianapolis, but even if we have to take the wild card, we'll do it just to get into the playoffs, and then we'll see where we're at.
All right, well, we will follow it all on HBO's Hard Knocks. You can watch Eric on HBO's series, The Brink. Thank you so much for stopping by. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
That's going to do it for tonight's show. Be sure to be with us each and every night right here on Fox Sports Southwest for Texans Training Camp today. Have a great night, everyone.